Monday morning, time to go beyond the playbook, talk some Buffalo Bills football with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills held on to beat the Lions yesterday 14-13. They eliminate the Lions from the playoffs. How did it all play out?
Yeah, it was definitely one of those games that was kind of difficult to fit into a straightforward box of they were good or bad. With that being said, let's start with the most important element of the game, and that's the progress of quarterback Josh Allen, of course. He had a solid yet unspectacular game. His stats were 13 of 26 for 204 yards and one touchdown along with 16 yards rushing, another touchdown on the ground. While the stats indicate regression, I kind of rate this game as a slight improvement for Allen based on some mitigating factors such as the poor play of his wide receiver group along with a couple of big pass interference gains that don't show up positively on Allen's stat sheet but count as big offensive plays nonetheless. While Allen was uneven in his play, it would certainly help if he had more support from his wide receiver core, which was summed up by back-to-back plays in the fourth quarter. Deontay Thompson couldn't quite come down with a diving catch that hit him in the hands. Tough catch to be sure, but good receivers make those plays. And on the flip side, if Allen threw a good pass in stride, Thompson probably scores a touchdown. And on the very next play, Zay Jones can't quite come down with a high pass that was certainly catchable and would have gone for a first down. The point I'm trying to make is that we all know Allen is an unpolished rookie who needs to and hopefully will improve, but he also needs some receivers who are going to make those tough catches on a more regular basis. And there's been one notable exception, though, and that's wide receiver Robert Foster, who had his third straight 100-yard game. He's the first receiver to notch three consecutive 100-yard games since Sammy Watkins, and it's crazy to think that this guy was waived by the Bills, passed over by every team in the league before being relegated to the practice squad earlier in the year. But overall, between the receivers, the running back group who is depleted by injury, the Bills will need to get more weapons for the young quarterback to utilize. It's no guarantee that he'll succeed, but it'll certainly give Allen the best opportunity.
All right, so we just have two games remaining for the Buffalo Bills, and the question is, where do the Bills go from here, especially when it comes to evaluating for next year?
Yeah, it'll be largely about exposing and filling the apparent gaps based on how they plan to run their offense and defense next year. And one of the more interesting groups to watch, in my view, I think, is the offensive line. They've struggled throughout the season, but it's not uncommon for a newly assembled line to take some time to gel as the season progresses. While they haven't quite done that, and Bills management will certainly be looking for upgrades, they had one of their best games of the year yesterday in pass protection. They allowed just one sack and gave Allen multiple opportunities to have a clean pocket. Although maybe because the contrast of offensive line protection was so apparent, it really stood out how poorly Allen has been performing as a passer on the run. He gets plenty of credit for his athleticism on the run, and rightfully so, but as a passer, he needs to improve when the pocket breaks down, and this is why it's so important over these final games to see and identify specific weaknesses in different circumstances to know exactly what kind of changes need to be made to fit the right personnel with the right scheme as they look to take a big step forward next season. And I feel badly not diving too much into the defense, which is, I guess, kind of become a theme, but there just isn't a ton of in-depth critical analysis other to say they've been consistently good and led by a lot of young players who are likely to just get better. They were soft early yesterday, but really solidified as they gave up 14 points in the first half and then shut the Lions out in the second half. So hopefully the Bills have a little more left to build upon in the final 2 weeks.
That's most certainly something to hope for. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for joining us bright and early on this Monday morning for Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.